This is a Hat Trick podcast.
Oh, lovely.
Hello, it's me again. Did you miss me? I didn't miss you, to be honest. Anyway, this week I sidled up to ye olde Cheshire Cheese, 145 Fleet Street, EC4A2BU. Nearest tube, Blackfriars. Ye olde Cheshire Cheese is one of London's most famous pubs, and also one of its oldest. A pub has stood on its site since the 16th century at least, and the current premises were rebuilt in 1667, after the Great Fire of the previous year. While many historic inns and taverns have chosen to move with the times, Ye Olde Cheshire Cheese has, thankfully, retained its features, its character, and its good old-fashioned sense. The dark wooden interior features an enchanting warren of narrow corridors and staircases, and I hoped I wouldn't run into my high school history teacher, because he might have sent me outside again. And it was raining. My wet shoes collected sawdust that had been sprinkled about the floor, and after securing a pint of ale, I settled within a small dark room known as the Gentleman's Bar, finding a seat to the right of the fireplace. With shoes resembling Wurzel Gummidge's feet, thanks to the accumulated sawdust, I stretched my legs like a pub gymnast and began to wonder about the other shoes that had clumped around these same slated floors as I. Charles Dickens was a regular in his time, and his well-polished buckle-strap cobblers, tainted as they no doubt were with the putrid stench of Victorian London, had surely preceded my very steps. Other famous patrons, such as Boswell, Johnson, Thackeray, Chesterton, and Doyle, must have graced the very slabs also, noisily stomping as if to say, "Look at me, I'm a celebrity, I'm in the papers." My dad has some old brown shoes that he uses in the garden, and I was sure that at some point in history, a man who owned the exact same style and fit came into this very pub and walked around. Recent tourists would surely have pressed substantial weight upon white patterned soles, fluffy slippers with animal heads on the front. It seemed more than plausible to me that at least one person had strode within this distinguished establishment over the many centuries past with large fluffy giraffe heads for shoes. I compiled a personal list comprising over 1,400 possible footwear combinations that had strode around this great London tavern.
Brogues, preserves, wellies,
farming type,
walking boots,
practical. And, as I yabbered aloud, smelling the insides of my own trainers,
elf shoes,
elf, I began working out where all these footsteps had actually been placed within the bar area.
Slippers, frogmen.
Passageways seemed obvious. Stairs, spaces immediately beneath chairs and stools, and of course the waiting areas in front of the bar counters. At the same time, however, this also meant that there was likely to be a lot of floor area that very few people had actually stepped upon, if in fact, anyone at all. After proceeding around to the rear Cheshire Bar, I began thrusting my shoe-enshrouded feet onto every possible space beneath the radiators. Moving the lathe wooden bar tables into the centre of the bar area, I then stood plonk plonk on all the previously covered floor space here as well. Next, I removed my shoes and placed my bare hands inside them instead. Crouching down on all fours, I proceeded to crawl beneath the old wooden bench pews, stamping my footwear-gloved hands on the infrequently shoe-touched floor. Big grinned and clapping my shoe hands, I wandered around to the chop room dining area out front.
Stomp, stomp.
The diners were seated at large wooden tables, enjoying tasty lamb shanks and other fine cuisine as I stomped my shoe-covered hands beneath their comfortably seated rumps. Small sawdust flakes continued to cling to my footwear until I suddenly exclaimed,
"No, you big lump!
That's not sawdust. That's grated cheese, of course. Visitors were encouraged to scurry around and eat all the cheese off the floor like starving orphan children. I slapped my forehead hard and laughed. And then off I went. Scurry, 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 chomp, chomp, chomp. On ye olde Cheshire cheese's floor-scattered grated cheese.
Scurry, 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 scurry.
The taste was a little peculiar. But I took into account that it was probably oldy and past its expiry date by about 200 years. It sure filled me up, that floor-scattered cheese. And I was feeling a little under the weather when I was suddenly hoisted up off the ground and flung out into the narrow alleyway beside the entrance door. One of my red and white canvas shoes bounced off my head, and I swear it was my history teacher's voice that loudly resounded,
"And don't come back, you little freak!"
London Pub Reviews was written and created by Paul Ewan and performed by Tim Key. The producer was Nick Coop. The executive producers were Claire Broughton and Andy Goddard, and it was a Hattrick production.
I chose Stick of the Dump by Clive King.
I've chosen Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
I have chosen the book When Hitler Stole Pink Rabbit.
I have chosen My Friend Flicker.
Danny, Champion of the World.
The Seven Crystal Balls.
The Iron Man.
Claudine at St. Clair's.
The Guinness Book of Records.
I chose Ballyshoes.
And then I came across in the school library a copy of Treasure Island. I was terrified.
I'm Janet Ellis, and each week I invite a guest to come and chat with me about their favourite childhood book. They often bring along their own battered copy.
It's not at all as I remember it.
This is a celebration of reading.
I ended up reading it to my mum at home every night.
Because who doesn't still secretly check under the bed for monsters?
I knew that it was true.
Harbour secret desires to run off to the circus.
Riding like the wind into the purple hills. It really captured my imagination.
Twice Upon a Time. Follow us on Instagram at Twice Upon Pod for updates and guest news.
I want to read this book again and again and again and again and again.
Twice Upon a Time is a Hattrick podcast.